Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all. Reading this morning from today's Merging with Shiva lesson and making a few comments. The use of intuition. Intuition is a natural way in which man expresses himself on Earth or any other planet on which he might find expression of his being. This natural flow of mana, the Polynesian word for pranic shakti, from and through him only becomes inhibited when he disconnects from the nerve system of the celestial into the nerve system of the animal. So clearly, a good time to try and use our intuition is after worshiping or after meditation, because we're more in touch with the nerve system of the celestial automatically. That's the whole idea of worship, such as we did this morning, or the successful meditation that goes deeply within, is to get out of the ordinary consciousness, ordinary nerve system, and get into the celestial one. When this occurs, there, therefore, is a disconnect between superconsciousness and external consciousness. Man's individual awareness is either captured, that's a nice word, captured by the nerve system of external consciousness, of the successive animal bodies which his soul inhabits as a vehicle to live on earth in, or man's individual awareness is captured by his celestial nerve system, matured on aged planets in the galaxy prior to arrival here on earth. This then is superconsciousness, the natural expression of the transcendental soul known as man. Intuition day by day occurs spasmodically, but it does occur. And systematically one can gear his observation of his own intuitional faculties and find out exactly when these intuitive functions occur within him. Well, that is a challenge. Guru Devi will give a suggestion in a moment here, which I'll read. Sometimes I get asked by sincere devotees, this thought came to me, is it from my intuition or just from my ordinary consciousness? They're not sure, which is a good point. How do you tell the difference? In other words, if you get the thought, tomorrow's going to be an 8.0 earthquake. Where does that thought come from? Is it actually coming from your intuition or just from ordinary thinking? So how to tell the difference is important. It is a well-defined fact that we have the faculty of precognition of coming events. It is also concurrently known that feelings of fear may precede impending danger. It is for the individual to disentangle and sort out within his own daily experiential pattern which is which. In this way, he becomes knowledgeable in the great university of his own mind as to what is a daily intuitive occurrence and what is not. Some examples of impending danger. Mother who's taking care of a small child can have an intuition that the child is just about to hurt him or herself. That's a common source of intuition because the instinct to protect is so strong. Therefore, there's a sensitivity in that situation that's greater than a sensitivity in most other situations. Sometimes if you're driving on a mountain road, you could have a sense that I think somebody might be on the wrong side of the road around that corner. So danger, pending danger, can also cause intuition to kick in. Then Gurudeva gives a very specific way of telling the difference. How does one distinguish between intuition and usual thought feeling processes? Desires come through feeling, warmth of emotion, as do thoughts, schemes, ways of manipulating the media forces for one's own personal benefit or that of a loved one. This is contrary to the power of intuition, which runs cold and is direct, like a bolt of lightning in the inner sky, or the subtle rainbow of an etheric aura, which bypasses the processes of current thinking, giving answers before the question and solving problems before they have accrued. Gurudeva is saying, it comes very quickly and in a very detached manner. It doesn't have the ordinary component of human emotion attached to it. It's like a very quick and detached understanding that comes into the mind, whereas ordinary understanding is slower and has a lot of human emotion attached to it. Another way of gauging if it's an intuition or not is it an extension of what you've previously been thinking about? If it has nothing to do with what you've previously been thinking about, that increases the probability that it's an intuition. Well, why would it come into your mind, right? A thought about something totally different pops into your mind very strongly. That's a good indicator that it could be an intuition. It is only through sadhana and divesting oneself in order to perform sadhana from the social structure of the conglomerate of mortals that surround you that you will actually be able to prudently delineate between true intuition and the imposing factors of need and greed that often seem paramount when living up to the externalities of the instinctive nervous system. I think that deserves an A+, that paragraph. That's just so much packed in the one paragraph in the very exquisite wording. What's it trying to say? Well, it's trying to say we need to detach on a periodic basis. It's not saying we all need to become monks and detach permanently, even saying we need to detach on some type of periodic basis. If we're totally immersed in the world 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, the world being just current news, politics, economics, friends, family, if we're just constantly dealing with that 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're not detached. We are involved in this conglomerate of mortals that surround you. We need to step back from it now and then. Going on pilgrimage is a wonderful way to step back, like those of you who've come from off-island here for Gurudeva's Mahasamadhi, you're stepping back from your life for a few days. So that's the type of stepping back it's talking about, just for a few days or even a few hours. You have a day off and you can go out and enjoy nature for a few hours. Just kind of step back from this conglomerate that is all-consuming, really. My experience of it, some of you have heard this story before, but it really impressed me. Checked into a hotel, I think it was in Southern California somewhere, and went up to the room, and the front desk had already turned the television on. So I came into the room, and the television was on in the room. And, of course, after a few minutes, I turned it off. Then the next morning, I went down to exercise in the exercise room. There were two televisions on during the exercise. Then I went over to the breakfast place to eat in the hotel, and there were three televisions on because it was a bigger room. So they're just, the world is throwing this at you constantly. And you don't realize it until you kind of get away from it and you realize, whoa, I'm just surrounded by this conglomerate at all times. Then the younger people in particular experience it on their smartphone. You know, they're very attached to the smartphone. You can't even eat a meal without the smartphone being there because something might come in on the smartphone, right? Well, that's too attached. You know, we need to step back from smartphones, from television on a regular basis in order not to be too involved in it. If we're too involved in it, then we won't be able to utilize our intuition. It's just we're constantly processing this information that we've picked up. And we're constantly processing other people's concerns. And it just fills up our mental space, so there's too much activity in there to see an intuition if it happens. Thank you very much. A wonderful day.